Welcome to Spiritual Healing Lesson 9. In this lesson, we'll show you why you're not alone in your effort to heal damaged relationships. Our teacher uses the TELL method, beginning with T for think.
Maybe you feel you're not equipped or prepared to fix broken relationships in your life. Do you try to repair your connections with people, but nothing seems to help? Do you ever feel alone in your struggle?
Questions like these can really get you thinking. It can be lonely when friend and family ties are broken. Our teacher continues to evaluate the meaning and context of the lesson.
When you face difficult times, like trying to reconnect with people in your life, God's word can offer you comfort. When you read scripture, you surround yourself with Jesus's love, and the Holy Spirit can strengthen your faith and increase the love you show to others. Jesus tells us, "Surely I will be with you always, to the very end of the age." Jesus knew of the struggles his followers would have when reaching out to others with his love. Jesus gathered together a group of followers he called his disciples. He knew that when his work on earth was accomplished, these followers would be the leaders of his church. As Jesus shared the truths of God's word with them, they became spiritual partners. The disciples bonded together with the common goal of sharing the saving message of Jesus with the world. In the account of the empty tomb, Jesus' disciples felt deserted. Jesus, the only one they had followed for 3 years, was no longer with them. Jesus' enemies had put Jesus to death on a cross. On Easter morning, it was reported that Jesus had come alive again. The disciples were confused. That evening, they gathered together in a room in Jerusalem to be together and talk about all that had happened. Some reported Mary Magdalene and some women had seen Jesus alive again. The disciples Peter and John had seen Jesus' empty grave. Two disciples walked with Jesus as he explained how his death and resurrection was the fulfillment of God's promises. The disciples came together to help each other answer the question, "Is Jesus the risen Savior?" To remove any doubts, Jesus suddenly appeared to them in the upper room. Jesus let the disciples touch him. He ate food with them. And through God's words, the disciples felt peace and understanding. Believers gathering together helps each person see that they are not alone in their struggles. Those who study God's word together can share their challenges and be reminded of God's promises. Scripture says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Let's review. As you patiently try to fix broken relationships in your life, remember, reading God's word and surrounding yourself with other Christians will strengthen your faith and give you peace. Finding a spiritual partner is helpful to encourage you, pray for you, help balance your emotions, and remind you of God's word, so you can give others what they need, not what they deserve, as Jesus did for us.
To learn the lesson fully, our teacher identifies the problem and solution and applies it to our lives.
The main theme of the lesson is that it's important to trust God's word and surround ourselves with other Christians who can help us mend our broken relationships. We fail because we often do not respond to anger with love. We do not look to God for answers. Instead, we rely on ourselves alone. But God's love assures us that all relationships can be healed through Him. We can go forward confidently with spiritual healing. A restored relationship with God, a restored relationship with ourselves, and a restored relationship with others. Scripture tells us, with God, all things are possible.
We hope you'll lead family, friends, and people you meet to join our Bible study. Please continue with the next self-led course called Truth Brings Peace. You will be blessed and be a blessing to others seeking peace.